sure of what you have. Not what you're gonna
89.7 FM KFJC. And I always like to rummage through the library and do a little bit of crate digging and find stuff that either I haven't played ever or I haven't played in a long time. And I don't think I've ever played that. That was from a project called Sheer Thursday. Came out in 1986 on the Twilight Records label out of Atlanta, Georgia. Some of the songs are hit and miss, but that one was pretty good. And I was reading Bob Lindsay's review earlier, and it said it was hard to describe the Chameleons meet the Church meets Echo and the Bunnymen, with traces of other projects. And I hear it. There it is. That was titled The Dancing Bear. Music recorded back in 1985, released in 1986. Sheer Thursday out of Atlanta, Georgia. Interesting. There you go. I'm probably the only one who'll play that for the next 20 years. You never know. Could be, possibly, I don't know. Title of that album is Expecting the Grass. Sly and Robbie before that, man, that was heavy Righteous Dub and Dub Rising from a 2014 release titled Dub Rising, and Drone Snipers was the title of that track. That was good. Oh yeah. And something really cool too at the top of the hour from a surf band, seem to have the worst names, but that's okay, they can pull it off. This equally has the worst name and the worst song titles. SPF 1985 was the name of that surf band. They're out of Petaluma, I guess. And the title of that track was Tommy Pastrami's Last Wave. There you go. Sunburner is the title of the new thing. That's what they should have called the surf band. Sunburner. Now that sounds cool, but anyways, there you are. SPF 1985. And who knows? Maybe they'll be down here. They're local, kind of. So maybe they'll be down here to play sometime in the future. Keep your ears and eyes peeled. Speaking of which, what else? Oh, we heard some other things. Let me mention those really quick. We heard Total Shutdown. I forgot to mention that. And that was a track off of their live LP on the Atavistic Records label. Scrolling down, there's a whole bunch of things coming up that you might want to get your, speaking of eyes peeled, get your eyes peeled on the KFJC Mayhem calendar, kind of. So if you scroll into our events coming up, there's a link to our Mayhem calendar, which just goes beyond that. We've got so many things going on. The usual suspects like Doing It to Death, James Brown birthday tribute, the Psychotronics Film Festival, which is coming up in about a week and a half. So keep that in your mind. A whole bunch of eight great specials coming up. Max Level, Hemorrhoid the Leader, and Jersey Girl teaming up this year for Snap Crackle Pop Goes the Vinyl special. That should be wacky, to say the least. Last year was kind of fun. I listened to that, so might want to tune that in. I did see that there was, I'm scrolling down real quick, here it is. So speaking of surf bands, you might want to check out Saturday, Mayhem 18th at 7 o'clock right here on the Foothill College campus. There's going to be some live music and a surf documentary screening. That's right. Join us Saturday, Mayhem 18th at 7 o'clock for the reverb-filled evening at Appreciation Hall on the Foothill College campus. We're going to be viewing The Sound of Surf. And there's going to be a question and answer session led by the executive producer, John Blair. And there's going to be a set performed by Frankie and the Pool Boys live. Parking is still free up here at the campus, so keep that in mind. And there is a $10 donation that will benefit KFJC. That should be cool. So Mayhem 18th, keep that on your calendars. And there's a whole slew of other things if you check the KFJC website, kfjc.org, for further details, and that will fill you in. Well, I was going to do some more business, but heck, why don't we play some Stoner Rock? I haven't played this in a while. These guys are great. I remember doing an interview with one of the singers way back when in the day, and it was a lot of fun. And actually, I'm dusting off some cobwebs in my mind. And I do remember doing an interview back in, I think, 85 or 86 with the guitarist as they were on the road at a bus stop there. I think their car had broken down or something. And that was a lot of fun. And I'll remember more about it. And maybe I recorded it. Maybe we'll have to play that sometime. This is St. Vitus, 89.7 FM, KFJC, your wave of sludge metal. We'll be right back. 89.7 FM KFJC, especially that little baby timpani in there. What was that? That little drum tot. Dave Chandler. It's all coming back to me now. I remember interviewing one of my very first, I think, interviews here at KFJC as a young toddler back in the day. By the way, my name's Dominic Trix. I'll be here for about another half hour. Quite simply titled The Dominic Trix Show. I can't think of another name, really. So that's what we're calling it these days. We've run through the gamut. We played pretty much all vinyl. In fact, like 99.9% vinyl today. We're also listening to something from Salvatore K in the background. Salvatore K. And we heard that lengthy Boss metal track featuring the original singer Scott Rieger's and St. Vitus, and the track Darkness, all 11 plus minutes of it from one of their early EPs on the SST Records label. And I was mentioning earlier, one of the first interviews that I had done at the radio station just got kind of thrown in my lap was an interview with Dave Chandler, and they were broken down at some bus stop on Highway 5, I think it was, and we did the whole interview. Lots of big rigs roaring past in the microphone. It was a lot of fun. I'm sure I've got a recording of that somewhere. We'll have to play that. I'm sure I was a nubile dork, but for posterity's sake, I'm sure it'll be cool. Dominic Trix letting you know that the San Francisco Public Library's Bay Beats is a free streaming music platform that features exciting and diverse sounds of Bay Area musicians. Local musicians can submit recordings and, if chosen, reach thousands of new listeners. Bay Beats submission deadline is May 31st. Got another month. For more details, see Bay Beats. SFPL.org, baybeats.sfpubliclibrary.org. Got a few more slabs of vinyl coming your way. Don't forget Skull Time for Kids at the top of the hour. 89.7 FM KFJC. Thank you. 97 FM KFJC and the sounds of Salvatore, or K Salvatore, or Salvatore K, whatever you like to call it, from the album Ashmedal on the No Fun label and side C of that LP. Very interesting, very strange, very weird. You decide. Dominic Trix with you here till 5 o'clock. Skull Time for Kids comes up then. What the heck is Skull Time for Kids? I don't know. It's weird, it's nutty, it's wacky, it's a long time running pirate entertainment show for kids, geared towards adults, but really for kids, or something like that. You can figure it out yourself if you've listened over the years, or if you're just tuning in, you decide. That'll be coming up around 5 p.m., so stay tuned for that. Dominic Trix with you here for a little bit longer, playing some more vinyl. It is KFJC celebrating Vinophon. I think we're going for a little while, another week or two or three, or maybe the rest of the year, I can't remember. It depends. It depends usually on when everybody starts to peter out up here. And it could be in a couple of days. You never know. I'm going to play something really cool for you right now. So get on your dancing shoes if you have them easily, readily available. This is kind of crazy, kind of cool. It has an amazing cover. I don't even know how to explain it, but I'll try explaining it when we come back from the break. And all I can say, it's music that's come out of the an African, the Congo slums of, oh my God, was I just looking it up and I was reading it? I'll go back to it. The Kinshasa slums of Congo. And, well, listen to something that was born right out of those slums. Very interesting music and sounds. I don't even know if I can really explain it and give it justice, but I think the music will speak for itself. 89.7 FM KFJC. 7 FM and the sounds of Ecoitum. We heard the track Deluge from the self-titled release. That's spelled E-C-O-A-T-M, Eco-A-T-M. On the Dago Ready Records label. Dominatrix, before that we heard something really interesting from, I'm probably butchering this, Lady Aicha, and who's fronting this project done by Pisco Crane, culled from the slums of the Kinshasa Congolese area. And this is from recordings from Lady Aicha and Pisco Crane's original Fulu Miziki of Kinshasa release. And it's pretty incredible. On the cover, I believe that's Lady Aicha, and she's a cross between Sun Ra and the Phantom of the Paradise and the Road Warrior all rolled into one. And this record is kind of the musical version of such. An amazing six-piece band with an artist-led visual something. I don't even know where to go from there. But I'm looking at the musical instruments on the back. They are amazing. This is from a 2003 release, I believe. Anyways, very cool. Very nice. I'm sure we'll hear more of that, and you'll hear more of that on other shows. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the title, but there you go. Look it up on our playlist, and I'm sure that can give you something to go on. Dominatrix letting you know that the Voices of Recovery San Mateo County works to create peer-led opportunities for education, wellness, advocacy, and support services for individuals seeking long-term recovery from alcohol and other drugs. Voices of Recovery programs include a wellness recovery action plan and special outreach to the criminal justice system population. For more details, see vorksmc.org. That's vorsmc.org. Stay tuned. Skull Time for Kids coming up next. We'll be seeing you next month, the month of mayhem. 89.7 FM.